Call this meeting of the EDC, Rear Forest EDC meeting of Wednesday, February 7th, 6 p.m. together. I'll do roll call.
Jessica. Mm-hmm. Chairman Brown?
Present.
Commissioner Lowe's?
Present.
Commissioner Bringle?
Present.
Commissioner Preston? Commissioner Chiplunker is not present yet. And Commissioner Graham is attending via Zoom. So we'll need a motion and a second to allow him to attend.
Second.
So who took the second?
I'll take
it. Okay. And we can do a roll call vote, or I'm sorry, a voice vote. So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. And now, Commissioner Graham, you're okay to speak and participate in the meeting.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll try to limit that. I'm kidding. Any public comments?
There's no public present.
Okay. On to three. Do we have a approval to or a motion to approve the minutes as presented? Or any changes?
I received no changes.
A second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
This is going to go quick.
Be so fun.
So we're on number four, and we're actually going to shelve number four because we are trying to meet with the new chamber president, Darian. What's his last name?
I'm sorry. Hold on.
Don't worry about it. Darian, President Darian, he has another obligation tonight. He does have our meetings on his calendar and is going to try to meet with him. And, you know, maybe we can try to meet. If he can't make it, this next one, we'll try to find time. Outside of the meeting that just let them know what we're looking for from their group. Without the chamber, we really need to be speaking with them to kind of move topic number four along. But I'll open it up to the committee if there's any other thoughts. Okay. Number five, Jessica, The updates for North Avenue, Madison, Lake, and Lathrop.
Yep. So, just really quickly, and none of this should come as a surprise because we've already discussed this publicly in the newsletters for the most part. Madison Street, we do not have an update on that at this time. North Avenue, this might be new. Administrator Walsh met with the engineering firm that's working on the streetscape program. And they have reported that they're almost done with the designs. So they should be presenting those to staff for both us and Elmwood Park in the next couple of weeks. And then we'll provide our feedback. And then we anticipate having the public meeting sometime over the summer. So we will definitely make sure those are published wide and far when that happens. So that's exciting. And then Lake and Lathrop, the only update really has already been published in the January 25th newsletter, which said that on January 24th, there was a motion to reconsider entered by Lake Lathrop Partners and Cedric Properties to reconsider selling the property and proceeding with the bank process. The judge did not issue a ruling and has set the next hearing date for March 18th, because I believe the end of last week was when the final date to submit a bid to purchase the property was. And so, we are hopeful that there will be someone who the bank finds satisfactory in that situation so that we, you know, there can be progress moving forward. The receiver is expected to file a report on February 27th and would make that announcement at that time. That will be a public document. So we all should be aware of that soon. And then that comes just in time for that June date or the March date. So at this point, there's not very much to add. We're still waiting. So,
and then nothing to add on Madison.
Correct.
Nothing there.
And it's Darian Marion Burton is the executive director of the chamber. And Darian Marion Burton. It's hyphenated, Marion Burton. I did invite him to our meetings. He does have our invitation. And this evening, he actually had a conflict, but he is planning to attend at future dates. So I'll try to remind him with the agendas as well.
Any questions or comments on topic number 5 from the committee?
I was just going to ask about the RFP for the broker.
So we're still working on that.
Got it.
Yeah.
Do you need any help?
I don't believe so, but I know you were really helpful in putting together that first draft. So I definitely intend to reach out at some point as soon as I can.
I'm also happy. I'm interested in it as well. If there's anything I can do to help.
Okay.
I do a lot of those. So
yeah,
setting the right tone is very important, I think. So. And I'm not saying you didn't.
No, I appreciate it. I can understand you probably reply to a lot more than I do. So
I'd rather be on the other side managing. But the second question I had was related to TIF. And as we continue to accrue increment, hopefully, right, do we have a running tally? Do we know? I would assume you do. Mm-hmm. But do we know what Madison's throwing off, what North Avenue's throwing off in terms of increment? Is that something – every so often it'd be good to know that, just not that it's our pool, but we helped set that up. And I think that's a tool. Mm-hmm. It's just good to calibrate at some point. I don't know if there's been any draws on it or usage of it, that kind of stuff.
So that is something that we include in the budget and it's audited. So our audited report was published on the website, I want to say December or November. So you can definitely see the balances as of April 30th. And then we should be able to provide an updated TIF report. I can't recall if it shows up in the monthly reports, but I would imagine we can get you some kind of more recent update. Yeah. I can email that copy out later on.
That'd be good to know.
Mm-hmm. Aside, yeah. It's a good tool.
And with the RFP, is it just one of the things that there's a lot going on, or are we waiting on that because of the zoning?
Part of it is we're waiting.
Okay.
The board is not really interested in moving forward with that until we have some other questions answered. Just like we had discussed that at this point, like if somebody comes in and asks for a height of 50 and it's 30 and then 65 feet, the whole.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things that are pulling on priorities at this point.
Assuming we get that zoning changed, we should have the RFP hopefully ready to go to a degree. I mean, just like the details might change, but I mean, if you have two people here that are willing to kind of look at it, do you mm-hmm. want to, if you wouldn't mind sharing with Katie and Tim, just to make sure the substance of the RFP is sort of where we all kind of agree with, and we can sort of fill in the numbers because we have a good idea what those are going to be as well. Mm-hmm. Just might be a thought. Just one of those things that if we could do some of this coterminously to speed things up, I think it'll look good for us.
Okay. Yes. So at this point, we're in the early stages of discussion at the zoning board. They've had some discussions about some of the changes, the comments and the feedback from the January meeting, would imply that there's a lot of strong feelings about it. Since Matt is actually out of town tomorrow at the ZBA, we'll be continuing the hearing, which means we won't be discussing it. We will be pushing it to the March 14th meeting, where at that point I would expect we would continue to have public comment. Well, I'm sorry, there can be continued discussion. There could be public comment tomorrow, of course, but the board would not actually be truly deliberating on that public hearing. Once they get to a point where the zoning board feels that there's been sufficient discussion and they're able to make a recommendation, they will formulate a recommendation and it will be presented to the village board, who will probably encounter some more public comment, at that board meeting. And then it should be passed at that point. So it just depends on how long the proceedings take.
So they're not going to be discussing it at the zoning meeting tomorrow?
No, because we're continuing the hearing, the board itself would not be.
What does that mean, continuing the hearing? I apologize.
It's okay. It just means we're not going to have the public hearing there. But without officially closing it, we don't have to officially publish it for 20 days before we have the discussion again at March 14th. It's a procedural way of keeping the conversation open in terms of the notice that we put in the paper. Without requiring, because that can delay it by calling for the public hearing, publishing in like zoning, notifying the residents that are impacted. In this case, it's the whole village, so we didn't actually do the mailing.
But, yeah. So, why aren't they doing that?
Because Matt's not available, and he is in fact representing the village as the petitioner.
Okay, so he needs to be there in order to petition to get the zoning change. And since he's not there, there's no. Okay. All right.
But of course, the public is invited to come and they can speak at public comment if they choose. But the board, it would kind of be like item number 4 on this agenda. There's nothing truly to discuss at that point because the other party isn't present.
Yeah.
So.
They'll just move on.
They'll just move on.
That's, yeah. That might be interesting. Okay. Any other comments on 5? All right. Number 6, other business. Nothing? Girl Scout cookies, anything, guys? There we go. All right. Rush? Oh, yeah. That passed.
So the text amendment passed. Yep. And we are. So at this point we have reached out and I'm working through the application process with them. That will they have until roughly, I believe, the 15th of February to provide all of the documents to the village in order to review it and have it potentially on the March 14th. It takes about a month for the public notice and review and all of that document. So if they can get it to us by, I think it's Thursday next week, then we can have it on the March 14th agenda. And then it would go to the ZBA for public hearing and for comments and for discussion. And then potentially approval in April. And then it would go to the village board as a recommendation for board approval at the potentially the second April board meeting.
Who's the day?
The applicant of Mosaic. So in this case, it's the property owner. Jack Strand's representatives, who are technically the applicant.
Can I actually say, all kidding aside, I really appreciate the discussion around this and all viewpoints coming out. I thought the viewpoints to turn it down made a lot of sense coming from the EDC and what we're tasked to do. And I just thought it was really well discussed and it made me proud to be on the committee. So, that's it. Other business. All right. Can we get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Yep.
Second. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.